here at Ford Field, where the Browns fall to 0-9 on the season, losing 38-24 to the Detroit Lions, although that score does not tell the story. It was a strange game, a game of runs, kind of like an NBA game. It started with the Browns defense coming out like gangbusters, forcing a three and out, all negative plays, and then they put three on the board. It was field goal, 3-0 Browns. Then Jamie Collins gets an interception. Unfortunately, though, it was costly. Collins hurt his knee on that play and would not return. DeShone Kizer found Kenny Britt, recognized the corner blitz, got it out to Britt. He made one man miss, 19-yard touchdown. The Browns were up 10-0. Now the Browns would then give up 17 unanswered points, being down 17-10. They were driving late in the first half. They got it all the way down to the 2-yard line with 15 seconds left and no timeouts. They ran a quarterback sneak with DeShone Kizer. He was short. The Lions players piled on top of the Browns players, wouldn't let them get up, and time expired, sending the Browns into the locker room down 17-10, when at the very worst, they should have been down 17-13 at that point. Now, one of the points that happened in the first half that got it to that 17 mark for the Lions, Seth the Valve caught a pass, setting up a first down, tried to fight for extra yards. The ball was stripped out, scooped, and scored for the Lions, who had a defensive touchdown and a big momentum changer in the first half. Well, the Browns came out like gangbusters in the second half. DeShone Kizer was on fire today. It was his best game of his young career, for sure. The final numbers don't tell the story. He had an interception late inside of the two-minute warning in the end zone, trying to rally from down 14, but he was crisp, he was on target, and he was effective with his legs, running for over 50 yards on the day. And in that third quarter, the Browns dominated at the point of attack. Isaiah Crowell was running wild. He finished with 90 yards and a touchdown, a season high for him on 16 carries. Duke Johnson averaged over 5 yards a carry, and Kizer added over 50 yards rushing as well, and a score, his fourth on the season. So they dominated. So the Browns run 14 off straight. They're up 24-17. Well, the Lions answer with a quick touchdown, then another touchdown. Kizer goes out of the game with a rib injury. Cody Kessler comes in, could not move the Browns at all. They had to punt from their own end zone twice in a row. And finally, the Lions broke it open. But again, it was the Browns shooting themselves in the foot on 3rd and 11, outside of field goal range, only down one touchdown. Myles Garrett jumps off sides on 3rd and 11, erasing a Joe Schobert sack on the very next play, 3rd and 6 from the 40. Bubble screen out to Golden Tate. 40 yards, touchdown. The Browns are down 14. Kizer came back in, moved them down the field all the way through the interception on a fade to Ricardo Lewis, who had a big drop on that final drive as well. A rough ending to the game. And a game, when you look back at it, you question the clock management at the end of the first half. How do the Browns not put any points on the scoreboard right there? Shooting yourself in the foot once again. You give up a big punt return that changes field position. Set the valve with the strip. They pick it up, a scoop and score for the Lions. All in all, there was a lot to be encouraged about. There were flashes on both sides of the ball, and I know 38 points doesn't say that, but there were flashes. 4 sacks on the day for the Browns. They had the interception by Jamie Collins, but again, too many mistakes, and it erased what was a very good day from the running game, a very good day from DeShone Kizer, and a very good day from this offensive line, all things considered, as Sean Coleman went out with a concussion halfway through the game. No Joe Thomas, no Coleman for much of the second half, but they still got it done with a dominant third quarter. Again, you see the flashes. Dominance in the third quarter, dominant to start the game, but they still haven't been able to do it for 60 minutes, and that's why the Browns will sit at 0-9 before heading home to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. From Ford Field, I'm Nathan Zagura, breaking down this game. All the stuff you need on this game you can find at ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.